going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the show. The Expressway is coming up in 20. G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. LA Live at 5:40. Every day at this time, we take a look at the breaking news stories of the day. Let's take a look. The Warriors are expecting Jimmy Butler to return tonight against the Rockets in Game 4. Participated in a light walkthrough at the team shoot-around. Listed as questionable with a pelvic and a deep gluteal muscle contusion injury. He's doing everything he can to return. I don't know if the Warriors can pull this off even with him. Houston is quite a tough matchup for them, but at least they're getting Butler back tonight. Gives
Man,
him a shot.
Steph was otherworldly the other night.
Yeah.
I mean, he was scoring or assisting on over half of their points, and he was just in assassin mode.
Yeah.
Calling for the ball. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Going dancing on dudes.
So good.
It was great.
He is perhaps still the most entertaining player to watch because of his ability to get red hot.
Totally.
And what he does, he increases the entertainment value as he gets more scorching.
Mm-hmm.
And once he's up there, then it's so audacious that, I mean, it's just, you know, you're watching basketball history. Now, speaking of basketball history, we may have seen the last of Damian Lillard as a star level player as the 35-year-old last night had one of those non-contact Achilles. Kind of remind me of Dre Greenlaw, actually. Mm-hmm. But torn Achilles has been confirmed. So the 2025-2026 season is obviously very much in jeopardy. Okay, to what extent is the Dallas Stars run in jeopardy here at 877-881-1053? Sports fans, we want to hear from you here in the G-Bag Nation. Leave your name and city you're texting from. Pete DeBoer reminding his team after this game that, hey, it's a 7-game series, just as Jared Bednar did to the Avs. But, I mean, we need to see them play a stretch where they're in control of a single game to believe they could control the series. The best thing we have right now is that, oh, in that period, it looked like they were more in control or they got more shots on goal in that period. But, man, either way, if you could figure out a way to win this game, your chances of winning the series go absolutely through the roof. So I don't want to, you know, totally dismiss the idea that you steal the entire series. You know, that would be incredible to pull that off. You have Ottinger. You have a number of guys who can figure out a way to get goals. I just think the probabilities of that happening two more times seem low. And objectively at this point, guys, I mean, I don't want to pick a fight with the Stars fans at all. Objectively, you were lucky to be up 2-1, and now you're in a dogfight, and Miro's not coming back tonight. I feel like the clear choice would be to say, oh, yes, the Avs have been the better team in this series. They were unlucky to go down 2-1. That was a huge wake-up call, and you got actually the best version of the Avs on Saturday, and you're about to get more of that here tonight.
I think you definitely got the best version of the Avs on Saturday. They were in must-win mode because of everything you talked about previously, Brian. Like, you can't go down 3-1.
Can't go down 3-1.
If you do, it's basically...
Church.
Good, yeah, 100% against a team like Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Stars did go on that run where they lost, you know, 8 straight getting into the playoffs, but before that, they really had lost 3 in a row under Pete DeBoer. So the likelihood of coming back from 3-1 down against the Stars is not very high. The Stars just did not get their offense going at all. They were just dominated in neutral ice, and they were playing on their heels. they've got to get back to what they did so well, really, from the third period on in game two. And that is, as we talked with Eddie Olczyk, your offense is the best defense. Yeah. You've got to find a way to maintain puck possession, get the forecheck going, have your defenders chip in there, get offensive, make sure they're keeping the pucks in the zone, try and hold Colorado in there. And then Otter also needs to get back to being sensational, which for the most part he was in the first three games. So, hey, they do need their top guys to produce. I like what Pete did, challenging guys like Mikko, Wyatt. Hey, we need you here, Roope. Like, you are our best guys for a reason. It's time for you to get going here. They need the offense to find a way to generate some goals. Can they finally do that back at home, where they've been really, really good for the majority of the season at the AAC?
Yeah, you just can't randomly flip pucks into the zone and then not go and get them. You know, you can't let them, you know, it just seemed like to me that every time that, you know, that's why the fourth line has been so good for the Stars, is their ability to forecheck. You know, they get down there, they battle on the boards in the back, and then, you know, it kind of opens up some things up front. Mm-hmm. And they just randomly, and, you know, for some reason have been, especially in game four, just, you know, taking the puck, flipping it down there and not making anything happen in the Colorado end. So yeah, you got to create more opportunities, and, you know, and the puck possession has always been huge, but man, I mean, if you're just going to allow, you know, Colorado to do what they do, and they're going to punish you. They have speed, they have skill, you know, and they have goaltending that at times has been very, very good, and that's a bad combination. And I was really hopeful that Dallas could have played better. Did I expect them to win? No. Did I expect them to lose as badly as they did? No, not
either. They got whipped. I mean, 4-0 doesn't tell the story.
And, you know, and that to me is...
shorthanded goal.
Yeah, you've got to find ways when you can put a team away. And again, that would have been one... if you win that game, you're now in a situation mm-hmm. where you put them away tonight on home ice. But you've made this a best of three. And, you know, Colorado has won. You know, you've won one on their ice and they've won one on your ice. So... and we'll see how this thing plays out. I picked Colorado in six. I don't feel any worse or any better about it. I just feel like Dallas, if Dallas plays to their level, then they're going to be just fine. But if they play like they did Saturday night and give up shorthanded goals, as you mentioned, Dawson, not keep puck possession down in the end in the Colorado end, they're not going to win this series.
In those stretches of play in game one, two, and three, where they were getting more shots, it's all about winning the middle third and controlling the puck so you don't have to deal with Colorado's you know, high-octane offense. If you're going to let them camp in your third and whip it around, you're done, right?
Yeah. It's
possible. I just think it's very, very fragile, you know, the amount of passes that they can make in a row. So much of it has to come from that back line who has the vision and the passing accuracy and the puck control to play under pressure. I just, you know, right now we're waiting for the Stars forwards to show up here, and we're wondering why they can't get more quality shots on net. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is the absence of Haskinen. And, you know, so I think your six-game prediction may very well come true. Haskinen, by the way, 16 points in 19 playoff games last year.
He's
That's
incredible.
The kind of production you're missing.
But here we are. You know, the hope was that he was going to play. Mm-hmm. In all likelihood, he's not. You know, there's been some games where Dallas has played well without him. And, you know, if you look at how the overtime periods have gone, the one in Dallas, the one in Colorado, Dallas has been the better team.
Sure.
Under pressure, they've been the better team. That's the team that needs to show up. The teams that have played in overtime, the win here down the road from us, the win in Colorado. There were more shots, better defense. They were killing penalties. They were more in sync of how their defense, their structure needed to be. There weren't guys wide open. You know, their structure in those overtime wins was so much better. And they were a better team because they got shots and took advantage of that. But they've got to play at that level. That's the level you have to play at to beat Colorado.
Yeah. The
5-6-1 made a good point. Cut the bad penalties out. Like, Mason Marchman's been guilty of several of those in this series. They got to stay out of the penalty
box. They're going to call you.
They're putting themselves in a bad spot.
They're going to call every time your stick gets near someone's skates. They're going to call that.
The damn tripping calls.
The tripping calls. Those are the ones where you're loose with the stick, you're loose with your technique, you're tired, you're, you know... you know, you find a way not to be, you know, to allow that happen. But Dallas has done a good job. They've got some 4-minute kills they've made, you know, so they can. They're one of the best in the league when it comes to killing penalties. But yeah, how many times do you want to put Colorado on the power play? That's a problem.
469 says heading to the game now. 817 says I'm mad. A season ticket holder from Benbrook. Incredibly frustrating with this team. Sometimes offense should be hitting so much harder with their weapons.
It should be. The offense has been very disappointing.
Yeah, I think the offense has, and I think a lot of these, you know, defenders are maybe just a little outmatched.
Well, the guys that always seem to take the brunt of our disgust is Ben and Sagan, and they've been actually the two guys that have played pretty well for you, though. You know what I'm saying? They're the guys that are like, oh, God, he looks slow. He's not doing this. Oh, Sagan looks like this. Those are the guys that actually look like, you know, they are playing with some desperation because they know this might be their best chance to get a cup.
Shouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
You need Rantanen and you need Wyatt Johnson. If we're going to talk about him like he's the next superstar
that's
coming through, it's like, all right, let's go make a name for yourself. And McKinnon guy over there is giving you a pretty good look of, you know, what it takes to be considered amongst the best. And I'd love to see it. It'd be right on time, right about now. Okay, how'd the Cowboys do BPA versus needs during the draft, Brian?
I personally, now people will argue, well, they needed a right guard. They needed, you know, this. They needed, yeah.
Yeah, you can make, they had a lot of needs, some more pressing than others.
I think, though, the way that they're bored, I think that they set their board because they could have very easily, when the thing pivoted away, when they lost the opportunity to get McMillan, they very easily could have said, okay, got to have a wide receiver. Let's just draft Golden. Let's draft Burton. Let's draft Abuka. But we talked about this. They obviously had guys between where, say, McMillan was and whoever their last receiver was in the first round. They had players and they drafted their board. It just happened like, okay, we really do like Booker. Boom, plug him in at right guard. You know, there's things that they did. I think they did a great job of drafting their board. I think they set their board up in a way. And when it was their turn to pick, I think they were totally comfortable with the players that were there.
It's going to be really interesting to see how good McMillan is and how much, you know, maybe that fate, you know, took away your opportunity as much as it gave it to you with CeeDee Lamb. So, but they didn't get a wide receiver at all, really. Was it because they had an eye on Amari Cooper? The report today from Nick Harris, there is building team interest in bringing Amari Cooper back for a reunion.
Yeah, I think some of these receivers kind of went before they had an opportunity. I think you're getting back to, okay, and maybe it happened too with some of the running backs. I think they were absolutely sitting on Junkins at 44.
Yeah.
And then he went, and then they had to pivot from that. So there were a couple of times they had to pivot, but to your wide receiver question, I just don't think that they had guys in position. I know there were a lot of wide receivers that we liked. Maybe they didn't like those guys as much as we did or were talking about them or wanting to bring those guys. Maybe the whole thing with Golden wasn't as strong. Maybe it was that they liked, you know, Abuka better or liked Burton better and stuff than Golden. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, Chuck, anything to add to that?
No, I mean, I've just seen, like, talking with Nick, that Jaden Blue, some of the offensive staff members had him as the third best running back in the draft.
Yeah.
They loved him. Yeah. And Judkins, I agree. That's why I was pushing him so hard on Friday. I believe they had a first-round grade on Quinshon Judkins. I think he would have probably been the pick. But
he would have, I believe.
When he goes off the board, you know, to the Cleveland Browns, then it's like, all right, who's next up? And it's Donovan Ezra-Rike. And, you know, it's one of those things where every single year your needs, they're not always the same. And you make a pick now, and maybe that ended up being a need for you next year. But now you filled it by taking Donovan Ezra-Rike, right? Like Sam Williams was going to be a free agent. You just lost DeMarcus Lawrence. He just left, right? You've lost Dorrance Armstrong's another guy last year. So you can't ever – drafting line of scrimmage, to me, always a smart bet. And they hit that pretty heavily this draft.
Yeah.
I was happy to see it.
I'm so glad they didn't reach for a running back in round two because they thought the need was so great. And you pass on an edge rusher, like, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
If the better player, especially at the more premium position, is there, you go there. Same with the corner in the third round. Like, you don't have to reach for a running back there when you have a corner that they may have had a first-round grade on, second-round grade on. That's a premium position.
It could really end up being an amazing draft with three good starters with your first three picks. And we look very much forward to tracking that. Ride with us all spring through the summer and all the way to camp as the rookie mini camp, the OTAs, and we'll be out there getting an eye on these guys as quickly as we can. Now, Cowboys aren't done yet. As Jerry teased before the draft, other things are cooking. The Amari Cooper rumor is out there. Do you want to see that happen? Is this undrafted free agent who came to Austin to try to improve his draft stock still a possibility? We'll hit that for you as well coming up, then get the G-Bag of the Day next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. The G-Bag of the Day coming up in just over 6 minutes. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the on-time experts. Slater reporting Amari Cooper has been discussed, absolutely, but she's also told that other wide receivers are being discussed up at the Star. I think Keenan Allen is another one of those free agent wide receivers. But from my understanding so far, he's still looking at double-digit millions. I think maybe Amari Cooper's fallen down into that sweet spot for the Cowboys that it's somewhere around 5 or 6 mil. It appears. Anyway, based on the kind of signings and contracts they gave out to veterans this offseason and looking at Amari Cooper's production, I know people in Buffalo are once again disappointed with him. So I don't know. I think Amari Cooper would be an upgrade, but I hope it's somebody better than Amari. And I think Keenan Allen's the only player out
there.
Yeah,
they could be working in, you know, maybe even a trade situation. After the draft, some people are probably looking at their team and they're thinking, well, maybe – you know, Dallas has always shown a willingness to give up picks for receivers. So maybe this is – or give up picks for players, though, too. You talk about the quarterback and then also the wide receiver. So I would – you know, if I was if I had a wide receiver that I was interested in, I know, Zach, we were talking about Tampa's room looks pretty –
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, Jalen McMillan was a dude from Washington that I absolutely loved. I don't know if they'd part with him, but I'd certainly give them a ring. Green Bay's room's pretty crowded.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on, like, Gray. You know, I wonder what they had on some of these guys and how the grades looked. They clearly like to base it off of that. So there are some other teams. I mean, with Tampa Bay having drafted Emeka Egbuka, signing Tez Johnson,
right?
Maybe they do feel open to parting with a guy.
So, yeah, I think I don't think this is closed just by Amari Cooper. I think Amari Cooper's the first one that we've kind of heard about here.
It would be, I think Amari Cooper's a different kind of guy, and maybe he's, you know, willing to forgive the Cowboys for trading him over the COVID thing. But, you know, I would also imagine that it's possible that Amari Cooper would not want to come back here. He'd be like, screw that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he liked being in Dallas so much. Okay. Yes.
He and Zach's right. He had a huge problem with Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where all that stems from. And now that Mike's no longer in the building, maybe that's.
Oh, so the jab thing wasn't a Jerry deal? It was a Mike deal?
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on with Amari. There was a lot. And you know,
the practice stuff, I think, really ticked Mike off.
Yeah, that's the thing that bothered him the most, I believe.
All right. So there were several prank victims during the draft. Very unfortunate. One of them was Shedeur Sanders. Another one was Isaiah Bond. He might have had a worse draft experience. Well, as a matter of fact, I would guarantee, considering you know, things that are playing out in his personal life. But I thought that was interesting that he was totally undrafted, considering other guys were drafted. Maybe there was the recency and the severity of the accusations. Again, he has said, you know, it's 100% false. And I don't know, was this a situation like Lyle Collins where maybe the agent said, listen, if he's not going to be drafted where he should be drafted, just nobody take him and we'll address this in free agency after we get everything cleared up? But I would be interested in Isaiah Bond. What do you guys know about his story right now?
He's dealing with a lot of legal stuff off the field.
Yeah.
And honestly, his play did not get better. It was one of those things like, Brian, we were talking about it, like every receiver we would watch, Isaiah Bond would just go down and down and down. Like, the film wasn't awesome. He continues to find himself in trouble. Trouble seems to find him. I don't know, one or the other, but I think it's also very telling now. It's Monday afternoon. I think if he had a high market, somebody would have signed him already as an undrafted rookie free agent. So I hope for Isaiah Bond, he's able to continue his football career.
So you think nobody wants him? It's not a deal where he's like, no, I'm not signing for $10,000.
No, I think teams clearly have him off their board.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do they believe that maybe there's something to these accusations and they're just going to?
I think there's more than the acquisitions there. I really do. I think there's a lot more there.
Wow. That's tough. Well, you know, best of luck to him. What do we have with Josh Young here? Ranger third baseman lacerated finger in yesterday's game, but I guess he's still in the lineup.
He's
so
playing third.
Not a bad laceration. I guess, you know, that's good.
It was another one of those weird fluky, oh, here we go again with Josh Young. We got a broken bat situation, and I was waiting for him to be out for a while, but glad to see he's not.
All righty. Well, Rangers baseball is coming up here in an hour. You'll have the pregame as the host, the A's of California tonight. It is time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has a Monday edition. Your G-Bag of the Day.
Check, 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 check. Yeah. All right.
Hello, Lucius.
What's up, bro? How you feeling, man? How's everybody feeling?
Good,
awesome. Good. Good, 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 good.
How are you?
Doing fantastic, brother. Doing fantastic. All right, when we last left off, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day is Walt the Barber. You might be familiar with him.
Yeah. He's been coming around events, I think, for 13 years.
Yeah. He's out here, man.
Now he's got his own thing going.
Yeah, he's got his podcast studio with the barber chair in there, so you can get faded up and drop some hot takes about your team at the same time. Walt the Barber went viral for asking Paige Bueckers this question at the Dallas Wings presser.
You're probably the hottest thing in Dallas right now.
I mean, I would say the weather's probably hotter than me. Different in Connecticut and Minnesota, so I'm excited for that.
You're probably the hottest thing going in Dallas right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's doing a one-on-one interview with Paige today.
Oh, good for him.
Hell yeah, Walt.
That's awesome, dude.
he's going to tag TMZ Sports and everybody in it.
Oh, yeah.
ABC News is going to get tagged in it. Yeah. 60 Minutes is getting tagged in it. Shout out to Walt, baby.
It was a brilliant play. Like in the first interview, you get that, you know, you break the ice, first impression, and now hopefully she's here for a very long time, and he's going to be right there getting all the scoops.
Yeah, I seen him at the practice the other day. Was it today or yesterday? I don't know when it was, but I seen him at the practice. Shout out to you, brother.
Nice.
All right, right here, another one. Let's go to the third round coverage of the draft here on The Fan, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. Or were you guys online only? The third round.
It was both.
We were constantly streaming on
the fan side.
A bit both.
Okay. I think this is rich because my man said the 69th pick and then said taint.
He did. Yeah, he did. A Freudian slip.
Come on, bro.
It is the third round of the 2025 NFL draft as we get the last five selections that have been announced. Starting at pick number 69, the Patriots take wide receiver out of Washington State, Kyle Williams. At pick 70, the Lions take Isaac Tesla, wide receiver from Arkansas. The Saints take Vernon Broughton, defensive tackle out of Texas. Keep reading, Bills, Landon Jackson.
He knew. You could see his face. He wanted to smirk. I know you guys were all making Kyle faces.
Shout out to Kyle.
What would that logo look like if you had the New Orleans Taints? Let's get ChatGPT to make one.
Yeah, we should.
Of course, it'd be all sweaty if it was down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, dude. Swamp ass is real.
Man.
You talk about logos, man. Every time the Browns picked up a kid, their little logo, their bone, looks like balls, bro. Yes. The kid is getting teabagged. I mean, if you're getting picked up by the Browns, you basically are.
That bone kept bouncing.
Yeah, I was like, dude, get this off my screen.
Dropping the hammer.
Just some little hairs on it, little squiggly hairs.
Yeah, it's all mane.
It's all crazy. Let's see what else we got for you boys. Hey, you seen it, bro? Just go Google that joint.
Rocky Mountain Noise.
And it kept moving, dog. Yeah.
I was trying not to pay attention to the drive.
Balls was bouncing, wang, wow. Yeah, I was like, whoa, who created this? Crop out, cameraman. All right, let's go to WFAN in New York. This is a call our sister station, right? Are we still related?
I think we're still brother and sister.
There's been a lot of changes in different cousins. Marriages and divorces and everything. I don't know where we at as family right now.
That's a good call.
Boomer and Gio.
Uh-oh.
Gio was crashing out over the Giants, taking Jackson Dart. Well, I'll just let you hear it.
Hey, good morning, guys. Gio, I got a bone to pick with you this morning, Gio.
Yeah.
Is everything okay this morning? Because you've done nothing but rip the Giants since 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched all year?
Damn.
Okay.
I sat there and watched.
If the Giants like the quarterback, you go out and get him, Gio.
Oh. Okay, Mike. Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second.
Hold on a second.
New York.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, I'll talk to you. And by the way, I said this for dummies like you earlier that I hated the Vikings pick of J.J. McCarthy. I said he stinks and I hated it. So that has nothing to do with it being a Vikings fan or not. And how many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play, Mike?
More than you.
How many times have you watched him play? How many times? Seriously. You're a Giants fan, so you're going to suck off every one of their picks. You're from Ole Miss like Eli.
Woo-hoo!
You're probably one of those sickos who sat there and defended Daniel Jones for 6 freaking years.
Yes! Yes!
Get over it!
Crash out, bro.
He's a pudgy Utah clapper.
Nice.
How many games at Ole Miss? I don't need to watch any games at Ole Miss. How many games at BYU did I watch Zach Wilson play? Zero, and I knew he was going to suck. And he did.
He did.
NFL draft passion.
Gio. How many games you watch, Gio?
Yeah.
Stop it. God, this is his snap count. He's a system quarterback in Lane Kiffin's offense.
Well done.
That's a great take.
That was awesome.
Jeez.
He stood up out of his chair for that one.
Yeah, man, I like that. He crashed on out, bro.
What do you call him? A pudgy Utah clapper?
Yeah.
He's a pudgy Utah clapper.
That's a scout's eye right there. Mm-hmm. That's some Alex. Wow.
Some Utah bias coming in there? Zach Wilson bias?
I don't know.
Perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah.
Pudgy Utah clapper. Not a fan of the stoking.
Man, shout out to L Duncan on my television, bro. I mean, did they put like the that little old 1940s little film over her face or something? Because it makes when you turn to her, it's like she's glowing.
She glows.
What's going on? That's the old classic movie. Oh, I don't know.
What,
man.
You don't think Michael Wilbon's glowing right now?
Different kind.
Yeah. Lick your lips, Michael. All right, let's see here. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes.
Luke.
This pastor right here, he's preaching about overeating.
So when the doctor told me I was sick, I didn't speak in tongues. I cut out fried food after 8 o'clock. It after wasn't the devil. It was Häagen-Dazs ice cream at 4 o'clock in the morning. Some of y'all binding the devil. Throw away your ice cream. The blood is going around the house. The blood right now. I plead. You throwing all of the stuff. It's not Satan. So don't talk about people that are fornicating when you have 5 pieces of cake at one time. Both of y'all sin.
Both of y'all are sinning.
Both of y'all are sinning, man. 5 pieces of cake is crazy.
The no
that's
fried
a lot
foods,
of cake, bro. I mean,
no fried foods after 8 o'clock is my favorite diet of all time.
That's your problem.
Before 8 is totally fine. As soon as 8 o'clock hits, don't ask me for any fried food.
Just drink some water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how big those pieces of cake are, you know? Go 5 slivers.
Yeah. 5 slivers.
5 slivers of cake.
That's what you do. I'm just cut it real thin, but I'm going to eat 8 of them.
Yeah. Have you ever just sat down and ate it right out of the tin?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think peanut I ever butter? Have. I think that'd be... It kind of ruins the presentation of it. You know, I need clean edges on that cake.
You just take it like it's your own. You know, you just
OCD cake eater over here.
Who, me?
No, I'm talking about Dawson.
Oh, Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go back into the fridge and see that cake just sitting there perfect with the
no.
Yeah. You eat with your eyes first. I get that. I get the presentation factor, I'll just fork it. I like just claiming my territory. Yeah. Like the rest of this thing is mine.
Don't touch this. Yeah. Sounds like you've lived alone a lot, you know?
Yeah.
You're just digging into whatever's in the fridge. It's yours.
Yeah.
There was a big mark your territory situation in the fridge growing up, you know, with the brothers.
Yeah,
it's like you had to write your name on stuff. You had to be very adamant.
Did you
about,
just?
Hey, this
did
is
you,
mine.
Did you ever just lose out that they went ahead and ate that Jack in the Box?
Absolutely.
The bag had your name on it, and they didn't care.
Yep. Yeah. That's
I
happened.
Dealt with the same thing. It was just my dad.
Got into some screaming matches. Yeah, it was your dad.
My dad was
stealing
just,
your to-go box.
I'd write my name on it and everything, but he
didn't
just,
matter.
It didn't matter. Here's a pizza for you, Dad.
I put my name on something in the fridge years ago, and then my dad followed up and put on there, "I'm selfish." That's what he wrote.
Damn.
I was like, wow. Good call. It's fair. I'm also hungry.
Yeah.
Wow. Did your dad ever give you those dad bites where they're like, "Hey, let me get a bite of that burger," and all you get is a crescent moon back?
Yeah. It's the biggest bite you've ever seen.
Like, wow, dude, you should have got yourself a burger.
Yeah. Smells like his mustache now.
Yeah. Just finish it, Dad.
Coors Light on my burger.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote?
Yeah, let's go ahead and
is
do
it
that.
Paige Beckers with Walt, our current champion here? Is it the 69th pick? With the New Orleans football team there with Kyle Yeomans. Boomer and Geo talking about Jackson Dart getting drafted in New York there with a caller. Or is it the preacher addressing the overeating? I'm voting for Boomer and Geo, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, I am as well. Lucius?
Yeah, I'm going with that one for sure.
We'll check.
I'll throw Yeomans a vote.
All right. Brian?
What's the score right now?
3-1.
Yeomans,
by a score of 3-2, and your new G Bag of the Day champion. I believe that's Geo. I think Boomer's too far up there to get that kind of energy. He really tore up that collar. Mm. That's pretty dang good. Looks like Boomer's got himself a good co-host again. Okay, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has a Monday night edition of LA Live.
Peace.
It's a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Right into the great Rick James, y'all.
Alright, you squares.
Fire up this funk.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Sinkiewicz, the 1942 Heisman Trophy winner from Georgia, died early today at his Athens home. He was 70 degrees. Sinkiewicz is the first Georgia Bulldog ever. And a correction, Frank Sinkiewicz, who died early today at his home in Athens, was 70 degrees.
Wow. God dog it, bro.
Wow.
Tough, man.
Cut.
Tough. Tough, tough, tough.
That's going to be me real soon.
I feel you, dog. This is LA Live for Monday, April 28th, 2025. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time listeners.
See you later.
And welcome in, long-time listeners. Hope you had a restful weekend. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip-hop group PPT for naming today. And LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Monday, Friday vibes in LA Live is just where I go over some things I've seen this weekend. Starting with this. Have y'all seen that alleged leaked audio of Matt Barnes saying that Shaq was hungry for some info on Shannon Sharp and was willing to pay for it?
I've seen, yes, reports of this, yes. Yeah.
This is news.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, no, I've seen this.
The rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah, the internet is saying that it goes back last year when Shannon insinuated that Shaq is envious of the Joker. The big man thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah, then Shaq made a long Instagram post telling Shannon to Google him. He's got 4 rings and 3 MVP finals, you know.
The Google me.
Yeah, the Google me. Anyway, Matt Barnes dropped this audio. He's in the audio, and I don't know how it came out, but he's in the audio. And just listen to this real quick.
I was in a group chat the other day, or actually just yesterday, and Shaq said he's paying top dollar for any information on old boy. So, again, I don't know if you're on that kind of time or not, but Shaq is known to throw large sums of money around. So, just want to put that out there. Staying quiet. Hey, he said, please, please, please keep it quiet. He said that Shannon did some back to him a while back, and he's been off him. So that's why he's doing this, but please, please, please keep his name quiet.
Now, he says Shaq is known for throwing big sums of money around, like people know this. You really think Shaq is out here trying to get dirt on folks or throwing money around about it? Shaq, you think Shaq doing that?
You know, the only thing I could see is if it had gotten personal involving a woman, you know?
I think
then who knows, right?
Yeah.
Anything could happen with a man.
I think it might be some female involvement there.
Yeah. Maybe like Shaq was also into this OnlyFans chick.
Well, not this OnlyFans chick. I think Shaq was looking for him way before this even popped up.
Got it.
I think Shaq was probably rubbing his hands together like Birdman, like, ha.
I'm going to get you.
It happened.
Yeah. Talk about me like that. Put a private investigator on you.
Yeah, I wonder if Shaq is really moving like that. I know he's locked in with the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Who knows? Be a little disappointing.
Yeah. But
in matters of passion and romance, sometimes, you know, weird things happen.
Yeah. Uncle Shay Shay did confirm that him and Shaq do have some type of misunderstanding or beef or anything.
Have you guys talked? We haven't. Shaq feels the way he feels, and he's perfectly fine to feel that way. I said what I said. I still think Shaq is a phenomenal basketball player, even though, you know, he minimized my career. I'm fine.
He minimized my career.
I'm fine. They're not.
Sharp was dang good.
Yeah. Getting me one of the best tight ends ever.
I mean, maybe Shaq's out here fighting crime, you know, trying to save these girls from getting choked.
This is Good Samaritan.
Maybe
Shaq.
He hurt
this
some stuff.
Petty, sensitive Shaq.
This is petty Shaq.
I'll save you.
This is Good Samaritan Shaq.
If Shaq is really doing this, this is the Shaq from Orlando.
Yeah.
This is the Shaq that Kobe was telling us about.
Yeah, it's all coming full circle.
If this is true.
This is toothpaste in the sphincter.
Yeah.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Oof.
Ooh, yeah.
Or toothbrush. My bad.
Yeah. And what the hell is going on, Matt Barnes? What's happening here?
I don't know.
Why is
Even
Matt
if it's
Barnes?
Not true, something is happening right there, because that is really Matt Barnes. That's not AI.
Yeah. I mean, there's always something going on with Matt Barnes, though. You know? He's always in...
He kind of likes to get in
there. Oh, yeah.
He's always in the middle of, like, messy things.
Ooh, Matt, girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. Well, he's got the top podcast of the NBA now.
And good for him. I mean, but he is always in the middle of some kind of controversy or something like that.
Yeah, he's in it. He stays in it.
He's either talking about it or involved in it himself.
That's right.
Respectfully. Yeah. Shaq seen this report and trolled the report. I don't know if you heard this.
Yeah, this is Shaq. I'm paying top dollar information. You know where Charles Barkley is at?
Yeah, I know where Charles is at. I got him.
All right. I'm also paying information. You know where Kenny the Jet Smith at?
Yes. I got Kenny, too. I know exactly where he's at.
Okay, now this one right here gets you going. I'm going to give you some big dollars. Do you know where Ernie Johnson is at?
Ooh, let me work on that one right quick. That's a tough one.
And remember, I'm paying top dollar for all that information.
Love you,
boy.
All right, hey,
don't tell
nobody.
All right,
one.
All right,
cool.
All right,
cool. Yeah.
They're gonna have so much fun with this.
Shaq is ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty funny right there. That's pretty funny. Do you think this will mess up Club Shay Shay Shannon's alleged podcast deal? Remember before this dropped out, we were hearing that he was going to get maybe $100 million. People are looking at that podcast situation for $100 million.
So I thought the timing of this was pretty odd, but it very likely probably will mess it up.
It seems like it's moving to a place where it's going to ruin like his whole image that he had built.
Did he? Because he's still out there producing. They're still doing the podcast. Yeah,
Nightcap.
Nightcap. They were out there at the draft.
Yeah.
They're still doing it, bro. And it's still putting up the numbers. I looked at it. It's still putting up the same numbers, if not just a little bit more numbers.
Yeah, in some ways, it's probably good for business.
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe he stays huge on the podcast side, but he's not going to be on TV.
Won't be on TV like that, but I can see the podcast.
Fine. Yeah, I think you're fine in just a podcast world. Yeah.
I guess the sponsorship stuff, though, like which company's willing to.
I guess there's crossover on that.
Yeah, probably have to wipe some sponsors out of there. Yeah, Shannon Sharpe's media deal with Colin Cowherd's The Volume Podcast Network is up. Sources tell Front Office Sports Shannon has received multiple offers and is expecting to sign a deal that will exceed $100 million. So, I mean, if it's not $100 million at this point.
Depends on how he rolls off of it. I mean, it's definitely raising his profile, making him more well-known. If he can have a good conclusion to this story and maximize the attention on him, it could make the star bigger.
He can pay off the girl and keep hustling on the internet because you can't cancel somebody on the internet. Right. They're there, bro.
Yeah.
That's where the weirdos go sometimes. Shay Shay Network, not just Shannon Sharpe's, currently includes Club Shay Shay, Nightcap, Club 520 Podcast, The Bubba Dub Show, our very own Bubba Dub, and Humble Baddies. Humble Baddies, which is an oxymoron.
The Humble Baddies.
Humble Baddies.
Great name.
Yeah. NHL ratings are down 22%. Anybody know why?
No, why?
The way the games, how late they are.
Well, for us, at least.
Just overall. I mean, I think on the East Coast, they've had some crazy start times for like Vegas and
like 10 some other thing.
I think
o'clock.
Maybe that's something to do with it.
I don't know, man. I'm just asking.
Okay.
I remember when the NBA ratings were down, it was a big thing to do. And when you've seen all these big NBA greats coming out there and shooting their golden goose, you just don't see that with the hockey.
No.
You don't see the big people going out there and shooting their golden goose. In fact, you don't even hear the ratings being down like that. And we're not trying to fix the game.
Yeah, all the series have actually been pretty good. You know, they've all been, I think it has to do with scheduling that they have just a lot of their games. The East Coast fans just can't stay up and go to work the next day when a game starts at 11:30 at night, in New York or one of those cities.
I think the Blackhawks are down like 78%, some crazy number that, man.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, they did stink this year.
Just want to put that out there. NHL ratings down. Are they shooting too many threes? Rockets and Warriors, game 4 is tonight. Keep an eye on Jalen Green and Draymond Green. They've been getting active on the court. They had to be separated. Uh-oh. Draymond told Jalen Green to go home and do his nails.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Told him to go do his damn nails.
It is tough when you're doing like the finger gun stuff and you got painted nails.
Yeah, it looks kind of wild. Looks kind of wild.
That's a good clapback.
Jalen Green responded to him.
Just talking. You know, he can't really do much of anything else, so talking his only way.
I love it, man. It's a good rivalry.
It would have been cool if he would have done, like, FaceTime from a nail salon.
Having his nails done.
While he's getting his nails done. That would have been even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send him that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many points did Jalen Green have?
I was just
last game. Look that up.
Yeah, that's what I was looking because I think he had a really bad game.
I think he was looking funny in the light, fam.
Yeah, 9 points in game three. Very inefficient, 4 of 11 from the field. And the game before that, I think he had a really nice game.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, the Draymond's getting in his head a
little
bit.
He's getting to his head.
Absolutely. He's in over his skis here.
Yeah. Yeah, keep an eye on that because you know Draymond is going to crash out after hearing that little cut right there.
Oh, for sure.
He's going to crash out, brother.
We're getting some of those intentional fouls tonight.
Get all wrapped up in you.
Yeah, elbow in the face. Whoa. My bad. I was just falling down. It's the kick to the nuts that Jalen Green has to be worried about.
Yep. All that.
Gave him a windmill. And Stephen A. Smith was on Speedy Mormon's podcast on Complex Media. Speedy asked Stephen A. about that situation with LeBron, and he was asked what happened if he would have swung on LeBron. And then Stephen A. just started talking like super tough guy.
Yes.
Well, you know how to
kick his ass.
Listen to this little clip of Stephen A.
It's not about LeBron. It's about anybody.
Right.
If somebody walked up to you and hit you, you gonna do nothing?
No, you gotta defend yourself.
That's all I'm trying to say. I didn't say
it's
when.
It's just funny hearing it. You know.
First of all, Stephen A. put that out there. Nobody thinks LeBron was ever going to hit Stephen A. We've never seen LeBron fight anybody. How dare you put that on that man? Here we go, Neil.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm going like this. Yeah, because I would have.
Right.
And the only reason I'm saying I would. The only reason. No, you haven't.
Why? I saw it.
You saw that sorry ass video from a decade ago with 2 torn rotator cuffs. But if people want to think that's how I throw hands.
You seen that video of Stephen A. boxing?
How's he tearing two rotator cuffs?
Yeah. And you going to post a video? Two torn break rotator cuffs?
Listen, I just saw Mike Tyson try to box at 54 years old. No. Nobody over the age of about 45 is going to convince me they can throw hands at all.
No. But yeah, look that up so you can see what he's talking about, the visual.
Come on, Stephen A. He's still talking about this.
Yeah. Why? I saw it.
You saw that sorry ass video from a decade ago with 2 torn rotator cuffs. But if people want to think that's how I throw hands, it's okay.
So you saying
I'm not saying nothing. All I ever said to anybody is if that's how you think I throw hands, you do what you do.
Oh,
that's all I said.
But you got him if you need.
I'm good. It's cool. It is what it is. You know, again, and I've truly meant that. All my life, I've been that way. I'm not sitting up here telling you that I'll kick somebody's ass. What I'm telling you is that I'm not going to sit by and let somebody just put their hands on me. I don't give a shit who you are. Maybe the one exception might have been Mike Tyson in his heyday.
The one exception. Only person I wouldn't hit back out here in the streets is Mike Tyson. Everybody else getting washed.
Come on.
Everybody else getting washed. He does have some abnormally long arms, so he probably has a hell of a reach on that.
Yeah. I mean, he could probably kick my ass if I'm being honest.
Don't do that.
Yeah, this is a hilarious video, dude. I love this turn that he's making with the hips.
It's pretty slow.
Looks hilarious.
Practicing punching a short person.
All right. That's it for me. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Shout out to Elle Duncan and her clear shoes on today. My God.
That's a nice
dress. The clear heels, bro, with the white toes, fam. Smoking on television.
Bring out the Rex Ryan in you.
Get it done at a high level.
Yep. All right, I got to go. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live, Lucius Alexander, every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Salute to Chris Young, Rangers President of Baseball Operations. He joined us back there in the 420, talked about a lot of Rangers things with him. And I think these next couple of series are really big, guys. Pre-game coming up at 6:30 against the A's. If you don't get offense going now, I think we're about 2 to 3 weeks away from that point where CY joins us for one of these interviews and says, it's time to hit, guys. This is totally unacceptable. Yeah. You know, and I don't know how far we are away, but I don't think we'll get through another month without having that. And that's Mondays at 4:20. CY joins us here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Now, for more baseball conversation, Woolchuck, it's time for a proper round tripper. Where are you taking us, sir?
We've got some bad Major League Baseball history, and what have we learned about these Texas Rangers? That's next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it.
When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.